You're listening to FMGRadio.com.
Welcome to the Penelope Cox Show, the educator connector who's improving lives by connecting you to the premier educators teaching digital marketing today. And now, here's your host, Penelope Cox.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Penelope, and today we're talking about copywriting, what many educators say is the most important skill to have. And our guest today shares with us her insight into the new formula of copywriting. And I personally find our guest, Lisa Mannion, a breath of fresh air when it comes to marketing because her focus is on marketing with integrity, allowing us to be us. She acknowledges that we all have a unique gift to share to the world, but how we share our message is what's crucial. Lisa Mannion is successfully challenging the standard traditional copywriting formula. I'll call it the old way. She's finding the old way of writing copy actually it just simply isn't resonating with a lot of the customers today. It's that hard sell, salesy type of copy. It's that copy that over-dramatizes pain and problems. Lisa has found is that women in particular are looking for solutions to their challenges, not more agitation to problems and pain. So with this understanding, our guest, Lisa Mannion, has created the new copywriting formula, which is what we're going to talk about today. It's where copy acknowledges our challenges, provides a helpful solution, and extends a friendly invitation. Lisa Mannion is a leading expert in copywriting. She's a copywriter herself, a marketing strategist, and published author. Lisa Mannion is president of her company called Write On Creative Writing Services, and you can connect with her at writeoncreative.com. Lisa Mannion, welcome to the show. Delighted to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me, Penelope. I'm just so excited to be here and to talk about a subject that I'm very passionate about. It's really changing the landscape of marketing, especially marketing with integrity and marketing to women, because as women, not only are we now influencing over 85% of all purchasing decisions, but we're really tired of superficial connection. We honestly want to build those relationships to get real solutions and to quite honestly just keep it real.
When you talk about defining, or when we talk about defining, and I'm going to call it the two different formulas, the standard traditional formula, that salesy stuff that we're all too familiar with, and then your new copywriting formula. How are you defining these two copywriting formulas?
Well, I think the best way to start is just kind of at the beginning. So when copywriting is taught to many people, and copy is the written part of any marketing, advertising, and promotional material, just for anybody that might not be familiar with that term, it's all of your marketing materials, the content, the written word, right? So it's very, very important. It's often referred to as salesmanship in print. But when the original copywriting formula was created many, many years ago, it was created with a formula called problem, agitate, and solve. And it's a psychological approach to highlighting those problems, agitating them, kind of like poking a knife in and twisting it around to the pain points, and then coming in like the big marketing hero with a solution. Now, it worked for many, many years. And I'm not saying that it can't work. It's just that it doesn't feel right, especially to women. And if something doesn't feel right to women, because we are very intuitive, and also we are influencing the majority of all purchasing decisions, we're simply not going to play. And after working with hundreds and hundreds of clients to create their marketing messages and their copywriting strategies, I have discovered that especially for women, this old formula is not, it's just not flying, right? Because as women, we understand that we have problems, but we don't really want people to highlight them for us, right? We have enough on our plate. Women are wives and mothers and sisters and business owners, and there's all of these different roles that we have. And I'm not saying that what we're doing is any more important than what men are doing, but what I am saying is we respond to things differently. So when someone comes forward and acknowledges our challenges, really kind of understands where we're coming from, and then offers a helpful solution, because that's what we're looking for, is solutions to any of the challenges we might have, we're more likely to take notice of that and to respond. And then if a friendly invitation is extended, we're absolutely more likely to take action. So the difference between the two formulas is absolutely gender-based. And it makes sense because recently I was reading a website called The Next Web. They did a survey that said 91% of women feel that advertisers don't understand them. Now, that's pretty significant because with women influencing 85% of all purchasing decisions, marketers need to take note and they need to start creating marketing messages that really resonate with those who are influencing the purchasing decisions. To take that a step further, what I found absolutely fascinating is nationwide, only 3% of creative directors at advertising agencies are women. The majority of all advertisements are being created by men who are not absolutely understanding what's motivating or resonating with the consumers. And so people are wondering why, in all mediums across the board, something feels off. Well, it takes me right back to something that I say to my clients all the time. If it doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. So what happens, especially for business owners and entrepreneurs, they're taught this antiquated formula of problem, agitate, and solve, and it doesn't feel good because no one really wants to poke at other people's pain points, right? I think everyone is in enough pain now, right? Nothing truly flows when it comes from a place of pain and fear. So if you're being taught a formula that doesn't feel good to start with, chances are you're going to struggle with your marketing message. You're not going to be able to create something that feels good based on a formula that doesn't feel good.
Well, fear has always been a catalyst in terms of copywriting, and I think many people have been, that is what they've been taught in terms of copywriting, to impart fear in order to get the call to action. So you're finding that it's more a gender difference, that fear is perhaps still working, but it's for another demographic group, and if someone's going to market to women, they should probably seriously consider different tactics. Are you finding that
Definitely.
Fear is being acceptable for another demographic group?
Well, I don't know that I would say acceptable, because I don't find it's acceptable, because I just think it's wrong to use those manipulative techniques.
Okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It can work. So I'm not saying that it absolutely cannot work. It worked for many, many years, but there's a shift taking place, and
Correct.
People are really resonating with my new formula of challenge, solution, and invitation. And it can actually do the same thing, but it's just coming from a place of service as opposed to a place of manipulation.
And what about the call to action then? Help people understand how to continue to make a strong call to action with the new formula that you're looking at, with the challenge
solution.
Right.
Well, the formula, in my formula of challenge, solution, mm-hmm. and invitation, the invitation truly is the call to action, but it doesn't have to be really salesy and hard sell. And especially
okay.
for women, the hard sell doesn't feel good either, right?
Correct.
We do appreciate an invitation. If someone invites you out for a cup of coffee, that's great. But if someone tells you that you need to buy that cup of coffee right now, you're probably not going to, because it just doesn't feel right. So it's all in the technique. And I think one of the things that people are missing, Penelope, is that marketing is truly about building relationships. It's not about just manipulating people into the sale, which has been an approach for some people for some time, right? That
Correct.
Is not the way to do business that really feels good and comes from a place of integrity. So not only are consumers getting savvier, they're also wanting more authentic connections, and they can tell if something is coming from a place of service or if it's just being pushed at them to try and meet a quota or to make more sales. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with profiting. That's absolutely important. But you can certainly make a profit by being of service and marketing your products, your services, whatever it might be that you have to offer, with integrity and in a way that really connects with your ideal clients.
I'd like to talk a little bit more about marketing with integrity. You were featured in Aspire magazine, and I actually personally found it rather touching what you expressed in your featured story, because you said that we all have a unique gift and that we should share that gift to the world. But to do that, we need to better understand copywriting skills so that when we go out to share our gifts, you mentioned that we need to be true to ourselves and to market our message with integrity. So can you talk a little bit more about what you mean by marketing with integrity. And I tell you what, before you answer that, we're going to take a short break because I'd like to continue talking about what you mean by marketing with integrity, but also how do we help people write copy that actually connects and generates greater integrity and more being more authentic, which are major key points with what you do. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll talk to Lisa Mannion further about this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the FMG Radio Network, where our motto is have fun, make money, do good. We provide platforms to individuals who have a cause, message, or information that they would like to share with the world. If you'd like to join the FMG family and have your own radio show, please call us at 1-800-470-4982. That's 1-800-470-4982. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. We're here with our guest, Lisa Mannion. Hey, Lisa, just before the break, I was asking you about your featured article in Aspire Magazine. Help me understand how do we actually market with integrity? How do we actually do that?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And first of all, I think we have to be coming from a place of service. That's absolutely important, right? So many people have fallen into the trap of trying to make a quick million overnight or create something just for profit. And while profit is important, it absolutely is, we have to be making a bigger contribution, really contributing to the greater good in the world, I think. And in order to do that, you have to create your marketing messages with integrity. So first of all, making sure that what you're offering is truly coming from a place of service. To do that, you have to be really clear on your own values. And this is something that I think many people miss. Mm-hmm. You need to know what your values are, because once you're very clear on your values, you're able to create two key components of your marketing message, which is your personal mission as well as your business mission. And they need to play together nicely. Because if, for instance, your personal mission isn't at all in alignment with your business mission, something's going to feel off energetically. Things can kind of get out of alignment in a sense. So once you're clear on your mission, you can start doing business in accordance to your mission, and you can start telling your story in a way that relates to your ideal clients. This is one of the key components that I see missing when people are trying to create marketing messages. And I've actually created a program called How to Create Marketing Messages with Integrity, Attract Your Ideal Clients with Your Authentic Voice, which helps people to understand this. So you get really clear on your values and your mission and your story. And then you really start getting clear on who your ideal client is. So instead of chasing clients, you're choosing clients, and you're working with the right people that you can truly be of service to, instead of trying to be all things to everyone, which has been an approach in the past as well, right? And that doesn't really work, because your message has to be tailored to those ideal clients. And sometimes, honestly, it takes us a while to figure out who that is. Sometimes we do work with some not so ideal clients to get clear on that. And then once you're clear on all of those pieces, you can then start creating your marketing messages with integrity by using my new challenge, solution, and invitation copywriting formula. So you're making sure that everything's working together with your overall strategy to be of service and to offer solutions in a way that makes people want to do business with you, that builds those relationships, and also that integrates some of the tried and true formulas and formatting techniques and things that are used within the copywriting business to help generate better results.
So when someone sits down to write copy, and you kind of touched on this, is there a preparation, or are there preparation steps a person needs to go through before they sit down and actually start writing copy? Are there some questions that we need to be asking ourselves or answering before we actually start writing?
Absolutely, always. There has to be a strategy, and all your questions will change based on your strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on what you want to accomplish. And actually, one of the biggest things that people miss when they're writing copy is their strategy. And that's actually why I also challenge the age-old industry adage that copy is king, because I've actually found that copy is queen and strategy is king. And together, they're the key to creating strong and effective results. So basically, you can write the very best copy in the world, but if you have no strategy to get people to that copy, then it's simply not going to work. And I actually liken this to the masculine and feminine energy of marketing. So you can think of strategy as the masculine energy and copy as the feminine energy. And both are really vital, but if they're not working together, it's an absolute struggle. So I can share three key questions that you're going to have to answer before you write anything. And it's, first of all, who you're speaking to and writing to, what end result you'd like to have happen, so the solution that they're actually going to receive, and then the invitation that you're going to extend. Mm-hmm. You're also going to want to know what their challenges are. So if you, for instance, if you happen to be a coach and you know that many of your clients are struggling to get more business, you're going to talk about that a little bit and you're going to give them a solution on, you know, five ways to get new clients, and then you're going to invite them to enroll in your program. So it's really a very simple formula. You can actually take the challenge, solution, and invitation formula, craft your messaging around that by just acknowledging challenges, offering solutions, and extending invitations. There's a lot more that goes into copywriting, of course, but that kind of chunks it down and makes it a little easier for people because for some reason, Penelope, when it comes to writing, there's people who love to write, like me, and there's people who become a little challenged by it. For some reason, if they open the blank Word document on their computer, they just don't know what to say. They become very self-conscious when often they can probably speak eloquently about what they're doing. They're very passionate about it, and they can share that with ease. So writing is really just like talking.
Just going to say, I think that was almost an excellent tip that someone gave me. It's like when you, which is one of the questions I kind of had for you, because for us non-copywriting aficionados, we're always faced with the blank screen. How do we start? How do we get over that blank screen, can't get started syndrome? And one individual passed along to me that just start talking and writing those words down, which would then be a question to you. How do we get over that blank screen? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but how do we get over that?
This is a great conversation. Well, first of all, you just said something very brilliant, and it's actually a trick that many people use, which isn't even really a trick. It's just a simple technique because, as I mentioned earlier, if you can talk, you can write. So if you're really frozen at that blank screen, why not record what you're saying and then have it transcribed and then edit it? I mean, there's so many ways that you can easily get your message out there without agonizing over the writer's block. Just jump around it. Speak it and record it and transcribe it, and then edit it.
Cool. Well, it's too simple. So are there certain... Are there certain power words that we want to use? Are there certain words that we want to stay away from?
Well, you just have to know your audience. It depends on who your ideal clients are. And word choice is important. I will speak to that. One of the things that you want to be very cognizant of is how people respond to words differently. And actually, an example that I use is a friend of mine's husband owns a garage door company. And this was many years ago. They had asked me to take a quick peek at the Yellow Page ad that they were doing. And he was billing his business as the oldest garage door company in town. Now, that could be a good thing, or the word oldest could also imply antiquated or out of date, depending on who is responding to that messaging, right? So one of the things that I suggested was to think about perhaps saying the most experienced garage door company, because experience lends a little bit more credibility. People feel a little safer with that. And I'm not saying, I mean, there's really nothing wrong with being the oldest garage door company in town, but it's just a matter of how people respond to the words. So I don't know about you, but I'd probably rather do business with the most experienced garage door company in town as opposed to the oldest. But that's just my preference. So you have to be really clear on who your ideal clients are, what they respond to, and that makes it a little bit tricky just because we're not mind readers, right? But we can take time to survey our communities and talk to people and really get clear on what our audience responds to.
And on your site, you talked about what you say and how you say it are equally important, and what you just shared in terms of the oldest versus the most experienced, I think, is an example of that. Can you explain a little bit further when you say what you say and how you say it? are equally important?
Well, yeah, what I typically say is what you say and how you say it are just as important. And so you have to just articulate your message in a way that's going to resonate with your ideal client. So, I mean, again, I think that word choice was perfect. It's, and also, here's a really simple example as well, and it's in the real estate business, right? So I've seen some different realtors who will talk about wanting to sell you a house, for example. That's clearly what they're trying to do. That's very cut and dry. And then I've seen more successful realtors say, I want to help you find your next home. So if you can just think about the energy behind each of those. If someone came directly to you, Penelope, and said, I want to sell you a house.
Sure.
Or if someone came to you and said, I'd really love to help you find your next home.
Mm-hmm.
Same message, different delivery, and it,
right.
and it's received differently, right? So that's
Correct.
Why it's very important to choose your words mm-hmm. carefully and to make sure that you know exactly who you're speaking to and how they will respond, because different people will respond to different things. And that's just exactly why I created my new copywriting formula of challenge, solution, and invitation, because women are not responding to the problem, agitate, and solve formula. And it's interesting because it's caused a lot of confusion, Penelope. What's happened over the years is many people are teaching the problem, agitate, and solve formula because it's been around
yep.
forever and it has worked and it's what's
right.
been taught, but it wasn't feeling right. And it's not like
mm-hmm.
people were trying to lead anyone astray or anything like that. It's just what's been there and no one had stepped up and said, hey, that's not working. But what would happen is people will have been taught that formula. And then they'll come to me to work through my process, and I would say, and they'd say, well, here's what the pain points are, and I'd say, well, wait, let's just back up a little bit. We're not going to focus on that. We're going to do things
right.
a little differently. And people would get confused because they'd say, listen, I just spent a lot of money learning these techniques, and this is what I was supposed to focus on. And then they'd realize, well, that wasn't feeling right to me. And what you're telling me, Lisa, that feels right. And it seems like it'll work. And actually, I can get behind creating a message that is coming from a different place. It's really addressing those challenges and offering solutions and extending invitations. And it just was a small shift that's made a really big difference, especially for women entrepreneurs who are trying to market their business. And I'm not saying it doesn't work for men. It does. And I don't ever want to exclude men, but women have really been turned off by the antiquated formula for so long. And I'm just, so many people are reaching out to me. I'm a little overwhelmed by it. It's exciting, but they're saying, thank you for finally just saying this, because everyone's been thinking it for a very long time. And by me stepping up and talking about it and writing about it, I was featured on the cover of Aspire magazine. That was fabulous. Inc. magazine mm-hmm. online picked it up and recently did an article about me. You're interviewing me about this topic. So mm-hmm. it's clearly resonating and it's making a big
yes.
difference. And my hope is that we can really start building relationships from a place of genuine service. And so marketing and advertising don't have to be seen as icky or too salesy. They can be done with class and grace and ease and with integrity.
That's almost a nice ending to the interview. The new formula I find so easy. When I start to get a little bit better understanding, what is your challenge? What's the solution to that challenge? And let me invite you to come along. It's
mm-hmm.
just this kind of an easy flowing formula.
Yeah, I think that we've made things far too complicated. And I think what's tripped
yeah.
people up is it's even just the word choice in the antiquated formula, problem, agitate, and solve.
You've,
that doesn't feel as good.
Go ahead.
No, that just doesn't feel as good. That was all. I was just kind of giggling about it because it really is kind of simple.
On your website, you mentioned know, like, and trust factors. What's that
mm-hmm.
mean?
Well, in order for people to do business with you, they need to know you, they need to like you, and they need to trust you. And so in order for people to get to know you, you just have to offer more information and build those relationships. Trust comes from them getting to know you and for you delivering on your promises, which goes right back to marketing with integrity. And liking, I mean, people do business with people they like. So it's just a know, like, and trust factor. It's a pretty well-known term throughout the marketing arena, and it's something that everyone strives for, but not everyone can achieve.
I personally feel that a good copywriter kind of takes on an art form. I mean, that's just me. I mean, if you're an exceptional copywriter, I truly believe it does take on an art form. Sure, you can learn skills, but I still believe that an expert copywriter, part of it is art. So, and basically what I'm saying is that I'm the person that's going to go out and hire a copywriter, okay? So, mm-hmm. what is your advice that you can give to people who want to hire this done, who want to go out and hire a copywriter? What skill sets should we be looking for?
Well, definitely experience, and you'll want to look at some work samples. Results are always important, and make sure that their work style matches how you work. So, for example, I have a process. When people work with me, I have a questionnaire process, and so we strategize about what type of copy we're going to be creating. For example, when I do a 5-page web copy package, we'll talk about the entire web strategy, and we'll talk about the individual page strategy. And then there's an in-depth questionnaire that helps me get a full understanding of the business and what my clients are trying to achieve. So together we work on that. And once I've received all of the answers, we jump on the phone and we communicate. We actually start building that relationship. So I'm fully understanding the messaging that needs to be created. And then, of course, we go through several rounds of revision. So that leads me to another thing to look for. You should always require a couple of rounds of revisions, because the first draft, and here, this is so crucial. The first draft is rarely perfect. I liken the process to molding clay, because copywriting is a creative process. And sometimes people don't realize that. It's actually a creative collaborative process. So you work together with the client to mold these fabulous ideas and gifts into words that are going to address the challenges of the ideal client, offer those solutions that they have to offer, and then extend that invitation for the ideal client to do business with them. And if your copywriter cannot capture that for you, it's going to be a challenge. So you want to make sure that, again, those work styles mesh. There's a process in place. There's a proven track record. And one of the other things to keep in mind with copywriting is that it's not necessarily inexpensive, but it can be way more expensive if you try to do it yourself and you're not using the right formulas, or if you cut corners and you try to hire someone that is not as experienced, just hoping that you're going to save some money. Because what happens is, I've had people who come to me and they maybe have tried to hire someone off of a freelance site or something like that. I'm not saying that freelancers aren't good. Some can be. But you kind of get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been challenges around that where people come and they just say, oh, my gosh, you have no idea how much money and time I wasted by working with someone that wasn't a really good fit for me. And I'm not saying that I'm the best fit for everyone, because I'm not necessarily the best fit for everyone. However, you can review my website, and you can talk to clients or read testimonials and see the way I work and the results that I bring in, and make a conscious decision on your own if I am the right person or not. And I always recommend that people talk to at least 3 people. I think it's important to have choices, because you may find someone that just really resonates with you, and you're building that relationship and you click right away, and you're going to want someone on your team like that who can capture your voice, because the written part of all of your content is truly the most important. And one of the people, she's a great friend and colleague, and she was one of my first mentors. Her name is Lori Morgan Ferrero, and she's actually one of the nation's top female copywriters. Mm-hmm. She's just brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
She shared something with me, and she said that copy is the DNA of all of your marketing materials. So to illustrate how important copy is, just imagine stripping your words from any type of marketing message, whether it's a billboard or a radio ad or a TV ad or your website. Your images alone are not going to carry your message. So that's why it's so important to create that content that's truly going to connect with your ideal clients and that has strategy behind it.
That's excellent, that the words are your DNA. Copywriting is your DNA. Mm-hmm. God, that's so true. So, and you touched on this. My biggest concern would be finding someone who can write in my own voice, write the way I write, whatever that means. And I guess it's just going through the process and then getting a comfort zone that how you write is in line with my, I don't know, how do you write in your own voice? To me, that's like, are you writing that's philosophically in the direction that I believe? I mean, you know.
It's based on your values, right? And so your copywriter needs to understand that and be able to voice it. And that's why I mentioned, too, that your first draft is just that. It's a starting point. And people need to understand that it is a creative collaborative process, because often the first draft will not at all resemble the final, because that's kind of where you catch everything and start working together and molding things into the right direction. And that's where, for instance, if we started to work together, Penelope, you could say, look, I like this, but this isn't quite capturing my voice. So it's that collaborative process. So I really get to learn your voice and understand that. And if for some reason I missed something, we're able to course correct. And that's why the communication is so, and the whole process is so important. And it's important to find copywriters that work in the same style in the same way that you do, because I, for instance, here's a good example. I have a questionnaire that people fill out. And then when I send the first draft, I mean, we talk about it, we get on the right track and I create the first draft and I send the first draft back. I require that clients turn tracking on so that we can track the changes and share the document back and forth. And some people don't like to take the time to do that because there's a misconception often that copywriters are mind readers, and we're not. And so it is, you know, back to that collaborative process, it takes working together. And some people don't realize that or don't want to put in that much time, especially I think when it comes to web copy, because creating a new website or even revamping your website is such a big project. And so many people get overwhelmed by the layers of design direction, programming direction, and then creating their message, that sometimes the message becomes an afterthought, which again is dangerous because your words are so important. What's going to help you build those relationships, and especially with websites, because they truly are your sales force 24/7. So when you're not there, your website is that welcome mat to your business, and you hope that it's doing what it's supposed to be doing and working with the strategy to build those relationships so that you truly can be addressing the challenges of your clients and offering solutions and extending an invitation to be of further service.
Excellent. Absolutely. 24-hour sales force. So it's got to speak in your voice. It's got to speak it right. One last question, and maybe it's the style, but if people in the audience want to work with you, is there a certain type of copy or a certain industry that you specialize in, or is that not the question? Maybe it's the style.
I tend to attract mostly female entrepreneurs that have, they're all very creative. They are usually authors, speakers, coaches, and artists. They're wildly different, but the one thing they have in common is that they have a gigantic mission, that they want to make a big difference in the world, and they're struggling to create a palatable marketing message based on their mission. That's who I can best help, and that's who I tend to be of best service to. Now, I have worked in just about every industry under the sun because I have an advertising agency background. So I can certainly work with any industry, but my criteria is that I have to believe in your mission, because if you're coming to me and you're not coming from a place of service, I cannot be of service to you. For me,
that's the
criteria.
Excellent. Good place to end. Lisa Mannion, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And sharing your new copywriting formula, challenge, solution, and then inviting us to be a player, to be part of. I like that. You have a number of products and services that you do provide, but in terms of copywriting, what's the product that you have available to help people in this area?
If people are really struggling with creating marketing messages with integrity and they're still not clear on their values and their mission and really want to get the foundation down, I would say that the How to Create Marketing Messages with Integrity product would be the best place to start. And that's something you can do on your own and then really get a feel for how I work and how I can best support you. And people can find that at writeoncreative.com/marketingwithintegrity.
Excellent. And for my audience, Lisa Mannion just gave it to you. If you want to connect further with Lisa Mannion, and her last name is spelled M, like in Mary, M-A-N-Y-O-N, you can reach her at her company site that you just mentioned, writeoncreative.com, and that's spelled WriteOnCreative.com. Or name search her on Google, Lisa Mannion, or go to her guest bio, and that's going to be archived here both on fmgradio.com and also on my official site at PenelopeCoxShow.com. Lisa Mannion, thank you so much. Delighted to connect with you. You've got a wealth of information. Thank you. Thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
The Penelope Cox Show airs every Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, right here on fmgradio.com. I'm Penelope Cox. Thanks again for joining us this week. And remember, invest in your education, learn from the best.
You've been listening to The Penelope Cox Show, The Educator Connector. All showtimes, guest files, and interviews are archived on Penelope's official site at PenelopeCoxShow.com.